The 17th annual Scottsdale International Film Festival begins later this morning with the Colombian movie Bad Lucky Goat. There are 37 films in all from Eastern Europe to the Far East with drama, comedy, and documentaries. The festival began in 2001 in the wake of the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Its founder and executive director is Amy Ettinger, who is with me. Amy, each person has his or her own story, but what have you learned about why people like international films? What was your own experience?
I was fortunate to be brought up in a family where particularly my mother loved all the arts, and we were from Chicago, and so she got us exposure to everything but opera. She wasn't a big opera fan. And film was the one that took. Film was the one that, you know, they'd go out on Saturday nights to a theater I wasn't allowed to go to until I was 16 years of age. It was called the Homewood. It was a family theater in terms of ownership, and they served coffee and lemon bars and brownies, and they had intermissions. And my parents would come home on Saturday night, and I'd lay in bed and listen to them talk about the films because they all sounded so extraordinary and really much different than anything else that I was being exposed to at that time. And so, again, that's the reason why it stuck. And you better believe on my 16th birthday, the first place I went was the Homewood. And it became my art house until I left Chicago in 76. And I was thrilled when I moved here to discover the Harkins Camel View. It was my oasis in the desert.
There are some people who just for whatever reason decide, I don't want to see an international film. I don't want to see a film in a foreign language. Maybe they feel like it's work and going to a movie is not. What would you say to people like that who are misconstruing it that way?
Well, the first thing I've done was get some very good coaching at the feet of the Toronto International Film Festival. They host about 250,000 people a year, and they came on a handshake with me at the beginning of the festival 17 years ago. They came here and they stood with me in the lobby for 4 years running, and they coached me. And one of the things they said is you have to figure out a way to bring in mainstream film that do not have subtitles, because that's how you lure people to this festival. And dang if they weren't right. Of course, they have 250,000 people there, so they must know something. And so we started bringing in mainstream film in the English language. But what happens is every year, people get the bug because they start seeing what's happening. They start to feel the pulse. They feel the energy. They hear people talking about these incredible, extraordinary films. And the next thing you know, they buy a ticket and they go see something and they come to me and they say, you know, I was just going to come and see, for instance, this year, The Upside, which is a remake of a French foreign film called The Untouchables. They're going to see The Upside. They're going to have a great time. And they're going to buy a ticket to something else. And then they'll buy a five-pack. And then the next year, they'll be a VIP pass holder. That's just the way it has worked. It flows like that every year. And that's how we've built.
And there's a huge variety, obviously, of films. Do you find that some are more appealing than others? Is there a feeling that, or are people interested in comedy, drama, whatever it may be?
Well, this audience, it's not exclusively the answer for everybody who attends, but this audience tends to be introspective, well-read, well-traveled, extremely well-educated. Mm-hmm. They like a challenge. They will tend to go towards the more dramatic, more heavy pieces. I have a lot more comedy this year than I've had in the past. You know, a lot of these films have brought them to places in their minds where they've said to me later on, I'm going to go there. I armchair traveled, and now I actually want to travel to that place. So I think they go there for exposures they wouldn't necessarily get, and we call it armchair traveling.
So let's talk about some of the movies in this year's festival.
Sure.
And highlight a couple of them for me.
I think your audience is going to be interested in films that are coming from the Far East and films that are coming, I've broken them into categories, countries of romance, and the documentaries have become very, very hot. The documentary that I would highly recommend to your audience right now is Bending the Arc. And the reason I say that is it's a film about a small handful of people who can spark a change so enormous. They were 30 years ago medical students at Harvard who decided, spearheaded by Paul Farmer, that they were going to try to end illness across the planet. And so he'd go to medical school on the weekdays and fly to Haiti and work on saving people's lives. And so Partners in Health is the organization he founded. And the reason this film is going to be so exciting, and I'm getting goosebumps while I'm talking about it, is that we have Dr. Agnes Binawaho, who's coming. She's the former Rwandan healthcare minister. She's one of his cohorts. Mm. And so she's going to be in the room. That, I think, is just the kind of thing that helps a world maybe in crisis, as we seem to be at the moment, focus on what more positive things we can do to change the outcomes.
And that's Amy Ettinger, founder and director of the Scottsdale International Film Festival, which opens on November 2nd. Amy, thank you.
Appreciate it.